In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Apostle Paul preaches, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." The source of the peace that Paul preaches, the truth that smothers all anxiety, is the little phrase that comes just before our reading. The Lord is at hand. The Lord is at hand. God is near. Thank God. Even as the prayers leave our lips today, we can, in the same breath, thank Him for answering them. We can thank Him because we know who this God is to whom we pray. Because He is the Lord of all faithfulness, we know that He hears and answers us. Because He is the Lord of steadfast love, we know that we'll receive what is truly good and best for us. Because He is the Lord at hand, we know that not only will He bring us everything that is truly good, but He Himself will bring us through everything in the very best way, His way. In this way, giving thanks to God in prayer is a crystal clear confession of God's goodness, of God's gifts, and God's persistent presence with us. When we draw near in faith and prayer to thank God, we confess that God, the Lord, exists and that He rewards those who seek Him. In prayer, we place our needs, our requests, our hopes, our lives, our very hearts into God's hands. And a thankful heart in the hands of the Lord at hand is a heart at peace. This peace passes all understanding. It utterly baffles the world. It seems foolish, naive, and more than a little stupid. You have to provide for yourself. No one else is going to do it. Tomorrow is coming with another hungry stomach. And the day after that, and the day after that, and the day after that, your needs are endless. You can't be safe and secure. Not really. Haven't you read the headlines? Can't you feel how thin your wallet feels these days? Better keep stockpiling. Better keep it to yourself. Better look out for number one, or else things might get uncomfortable, dangerous even. You might go hungry. You might die. Don't you understand? You should be anxious, the world preaches to us. It's only reasonable. With these and so many other arrows, the devil assaults us every day, and certainly through the dark hours of the night. Your hearts and your minds need guarding, for Satan will try to rob you of all peace. From his blind behind the headlines, he aims anxieties right at your heart. He shouts his doubts right into your ears to rattle your brains with fear. But beloved, do not be anxious. The Lord is at hand. He brought you to today. He will bring you to tomorrow. And no matter what, He will bring you through tomorrow, whether joy or sorrow. Thank God. The Lord is with you. Jesus is with you. And will Himself guard your hearts and your minds. Now, what does that mean? He guards you, not with some ambiguous, shining, holy mojo, warming your hearts with good feelings, lulling you into a peaceful stupor like so much roast turkey. Jesus guards your heart by giving you a reason to be at peace. Jesus has died to atone for your sin. Jesus has reclaimed you for His family. Jesus has united Himself with our humanity so that His Father would be our Father. And our Father loves you. He will care for you. He'll keep you close. He has a sure future for you. So you have good reason to be at peace. And you not only have good reason to be at peace, Jesus brings the reality of that peace to you right now. For Jesus lives. He's here, right now. Here, Jesus speaks love to you, forgiving you, claiming you, comforting you. Here, Jesus himself touches your lips, feeds you his body and blood, the feast of eternal life. What can tomorrow bring that can undo that? Your soul is satisfied for here forever. Your future is secured here. Because Jesus died and rose for you, the Lord is at hand, and he is at hand to bless you and keep you. Jesus, your shepherd, is with you to lead you and feed you, to guard you and to guide you. Thank God. Thank God. Also, because he doesn't just give you what you need to barely survive, he's not only written you into the story of salvation, already, although that's already more than enough. He's given you so much more, if you have faith to see it. That's why Paul commends you to think on what is true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable, excellent, worthy of praise. Because when you think on these good things, you inevitably meditate on the good God who has given them all to you. And you give thanks. You give thanks that he knit together your body and breathed his life into you, made you a part of his beautiful creation. He's given your world color and flavor and melody, filled it with delight and wonder, all for you to enjoy. Give thanks that from your first moments of existence, he wove your life into the lives of others. Your mother, your father, your family, your church, your neighbors, so that you would all enjoy these gifts together. And so you would also enjoy the gifts that he gives you through each other, even the gift that each of you yourselves are to the rest of us, the gift that you are to this church, the gift that you are to the world. You, each of you, is a gift for whom we give thanks. Paul thanked God for the Philippians, through whom the Lord provided for him, and he let them in on a secret. It's the secret behind the peace he had: contentment. That's what we call the unique peace that comes from giving thanks to God. Contentment. With contentment, we can give thanks when we're brought low and when we abound. We can be at peace in every circumstance, plenty and hunger, abundance and need. And with contentment comes protection from the devil's temptations. You're protected from temptation to anxiety and fear, which are sins of need. A content heart can say, "The Lord is at hand. I know he provides for me. And I know through whom he provides for me. His Spirit, his Son, his saints right here in this church. I know their faces. I felt their embrace. I even know the taste of their cooking." With contentment, you're protected from temptations to greed and gluttony too, sins of abundance. A content heart can say, "I know that what God gives me right now is the very best for me. To crave any more would be actually less than what God intends to bless me with. I don't need what the world insists is necessary to be secure and happy. All that falls apart. All that's temporary. What I have right now and what God will give me ahead, that's good for me forever." Moses gives an example of this in our reading from Deuteronomy. Uncomfortable as it was good for the people of Israel to wander for all those years. They were humbled. God let them hunger so that he might feed them with manna, which no one on earth could make or take for themselves, so that God might make them know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. That word is utterly precious for them and for us because that is the word that gives eternal life. It's the word that promises and creates that good life ahead in God's good land, our homeland that we're waiting for, the world of the new creation. There we shall eat and be full and bless the Lord our God in thanks for the good home that he brings us to. As we travel the pilgrim way to that good land of the resurrection, we don't travel alone. We thank God that he surrounded us with this church family that he's gathered right here in this church at hand. We thank God for what he gives us through them, but also for what they take from us, to put it another way, what they take from us to share with us. Paul thanked God that the Philippians shared his troubles. See, when we give of ourselves, we share among ourselves the need of others. We give a shoulder to cry on, and we share their grief. We give them an ear, and we share their loneliness. We give them a hand, and we share some of the weight off their shoulders. When you all provide for me and for my family, you share our anxiety and fears too. Sharing each other's burdens makes the heaviness of this world lighter for us all. Now, all that giving and taking and sharing in love is the fruit of love, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And you can keep giving of yourselves forever because our God will continue forever to supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. He will never be done blessing you. And he's right here at hand to give you even more. For these and all his gifts to our God and Father be glory and thanksgiving forever and ever. Amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We stand to sing.